Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. Celebrations marking 40 years of Radio Veritas Asia are underway today in Manila, Philippines. The world's only continental Catholic shortwave station first aired its regular programs on April 11, 1969. It operates under the Federation of Asian Bishops Conferences and broadcasts in 15 different languages. The president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Archbishop Claudio Maria Celi, is taking part in the events and spoke with Philippa Hitchin about the importance of the anniversary.
Consider, for example, that Radio Veritas Asia now has, I think, 4 hours a day in Chinese, in Mandarin. They have broadcasting programs for Vietnam, I think almost 3 hours a day. And many other countries in different regions of India, Thailand, Burma, and so on. And so I think that is a moment to thank our Lord for what is done in a good way, and also to promote and to see what can be done in the future.
You mentioned this important role of interfaith dialogue there.
Exactly.
In Asia. It's also clearly an important way of promoting justice, peace and reconciliation in many of these countries.
You know, I think that this is also the meaning of a Catholic radio. The main task of a Catholic radio is certainly to announce the gospel. But at the same time, we have to install, to promote a dialogue of life. And here again, the church that was declared many years ago expert in humanity can give a contribution, an important contribution, to the promotion of peace, of understanding, of a respectful dialogue.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.